Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, what's good? Welcome to Wake Up With Love. I am so glad you chose to start your morning with us today. This is a sacred space cultivated with spirit, heart, and purpose designed to support you in becoming the greatest expression of the massive blessing you came into this world to be. So let's get into it. Yes, 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 beautiful folks. Here we are back again, 801 in these beautiful Asheville Mountains, ready to just blast out pure, beautiful, good vibe and love. You see, folks, I just want to reintroduce the purpose of this show, and that is that I am deeply in love with you. I believe that you, whichever ears are listening, have a divine purpose, have come to this planet at this time for a reason, and that this life is like a rally race, and when we run, we hand the baton. And so as our ancestors has handed the batons to us, and we have one day hand the batons to our children and there to their children, there's this beautiful movement and flow and you matter. And the destiny that's waiting for you, the line that you're meant to show up with baton in hand, with medicine in hand, oftentimes learned through the school of the hard knocks, well earned, is waiting for you. And every time we choose to put that ahead of the noise, ahead of the disturbance, ahead of the misunderstanding, the whole world becomes rich. And so my desire is to serve you each morning, beautiful folks, to get up every day and blast out love, blast out the reminder that you matter, blast out that it matters, what's on your heart, the way you see the world, the way you see a possibility for healing, for serving, for being on purpose, for being on mission. And we want to know how to blast you up, how to serve you. So this is going to be an interactive morning. That's why we took Blog Talk Radio, because I want you to be able to call in if you're actually in the midst of something. I've been working with people for over 20 years, helping them pinpoint and clarify the exact pieces in their life that is actually holding them from breaking free, from claiming total liberation and claiming total and aliveness. And it's a gift that we don't just give to ourselves. We receive it first, but then it ripples out like a stone in the pond, and everyone we love, everyone we touch, whether we talk to them or not, gets blessed by the work we do. Today's message is never underestimate the power of a smile, the power of presence. I once worked with a medicine man in Bisbee, Arizona. I remember him telling me, he's like, I see all these light workers, and they walk into an area, into a bar or into a restaurant, and they decide that the energy is nasty. And so they turn around and walk out. And he's like, when we can see that something isn't quite right, it's most likely because we are one of the ones that have the medicine to make it right. That's why we've been given the gift of sight, the gift of feel, the gift of seeing what others cannot see. That's what they say makes people be able to do the impossible, is that you can see something that others can't see. And the moment it becomes tangible in your field, you can begin to work with it. So imagine that you're able to work with things that other people can't even see are there. What a powerful superhuman gift. The extraordinary of life is when each one of us finds that area in which it looks different to us than to everyone else looking at the same thing. And therefore we go in and work wonders. So today I want to remind you that smile, that bright, when you hold your frequency high, I'm not asking you to smile when there's not a smile in you. I'm not asking you to fake it till you make it. I'm asking you that if you've done the work and you're holding that internal charge of clarity, of light, of love, holding that high vibration, then when you walk in and you concentrate and you walk through, you never know the impact you're having. There's been countless stories of a hello, of a compliment. The family has been practicing complimenting it, man. If you see something you like, say something. I love it, right? You see something, say something. But let's flip it and use it for beauty in the world. So you can see someone behind the counter and you find the one thing that they, you can tell that they put attention on, whether it's the jewelry they're wearing, the eyeshadow, the nail color, the shirt, you know, whatever it is, you can tell by looking at the hairstyles, the gauges. Like, you can look at them and just get, like, where they focus, and they make sure it's proper. And if you can notice that, that simple act of noticing someone is reverberates so deeply within yourself when it's heartfelt, when it's true, and when it's without agenda, when we're not trying to get anything. It's just a pure, I see you, brother. I see you, sister. Keep what you're doing. It's working. So that's my tip of the day. If you can bless three people with a compliment today, you'll be running out here with a bazooka of love, just blasting people with noticing, with being seen, with remembering that they matter, that they're not invisible. So, like I said, mornings, this is Friday morning. Normally we'd be doing wake up. We'd be doing birth your dream with my beautiful partner, Betsy, where we'll be talking with mamas and really exploring, you know, how rich it is to be pregnant. And I believe all of us are pregnant with something right now. There's an ideal that we're ready to birth into the world. And that's a journey. And I think when we follow nature, we follow the blueprint of the divine, the great creator, then we can bring that into our lives and see how it can help us carrying different dreams within us that they're ready to be birthed into the world. And so we'll be interviewing mamas and making correlations between dreams and giving birth, literally giving birth, and the warriors that our women are, they're forward to generations. And we're going to be, we'll have people call in, like I said, if they have something on their heart and their mind that they want to work out in that moment. We call it the love seat. If you're feeling courageous, and you're driving and you're walking and you just woke up and you're like, man, if I can get this out of my space, if I can get clarity on this, the chance that I'm going to stay in my love today is so much more likely. Let me call up. And the thing about that, folks, is that if you're dealing with someone, you're not the only one. That's how the misunderstanding works upon us. It makes us feel like when we're struggling, we're the only one struggling, because our Instagrams don't often show the truth, the true colorful spectrum of our existence. And when we're going through something great or feeling like this power to move the world, we also may feel like we're alone. And once again, you are far from it. There are light beings, love beings all around this world with their head down, their mind focused on creating a more beautiful world. And so this is a space. And when we break through, when we claim liberation, I guarantee somebody else on the waves is going to be claiming it with you. So anyone courageous enough to call in and grab that love seat is doing it for the community, doing it for us all. And then we'll be interviewing folks, man, everyday folks. I want to introduce every one of us has something to learn. Every one of us has something to teach. We all have life bouncing off of us. We all have the things that bring our attention full center, that makes us want to pay attention to us, a piece of the mosaic puzzle that we see differently, like I started this podcast with. So I want to interview people and ask them and find what are the tools and techniques that they've used from around the world, from different ethnicities, from different religious backgrounds, from different financial and economic and environmental and all these things. Bring them together and just really listen to the ways that they've been able to stay in their love longer. And hopefully we can find some gems for you guys listening out there. So this is the concept. This is the idea. We're flowing. We start again tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Join us for Wake Up With Love. Hope wishing you the most beautiful, powerfully in-tuned, aligned, loving day of your life. Until next time, folks, be well. All right, beautiful people, thank you for listening. If you were moved by what you heard today, you know what to do. Like it, share it, spread the love around. Until next time.